Blog Talk Radio. whenever you want.
Talk radio station coming out of California. We'd like to greet all that are greeting the peace of Assalamu Alaikum. We'd like to get our Block Talk radio station started off tonight with a prayer call. Our Fatah made to open. We always talk up with the memories of God. And we start off on the right foot and we stay on the right foot. And that makes we have done more than one thing right. So let's start off with prayer. First, we like to say it in the Arabic language, then we'll come back and say it in the English translation. Umalay Shaitan Rajim, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Ashadu ilaha ilaha illallah. Ashadu ilaha ilaha Muhammad al Rasulullah. We open the band witness and we testify there is no God but one God. Proper name is Allah. He is the creator of this creation. He is the one who lives and never dies. With the name of God, most gracious, most merciful, Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, thy aid we seek. Allah, please always continue to show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favor on, and not of those who wrath is brought down, and not of those who go astray. Amen. We'd like to greet our audience in the best of the greetings. And whenever a prophet of God was missing to go before the people, it is written that all of them gave the greeting of peace to the believers at that time. And that's still the best greeting of all the greetings in the world. Greet everyone in the best of the greeting of Assalamu Alaikum. Simply meaning may Allah peace and blessing be upon you, all of us, and that obligate us to keep the peace. And that is what it's all about, keeping the peace. What I believe one of the forbidden fruits of the tree of in the garden was the tree, that fruit of keeping the peace, of breaking the peace. That had to be one of the fruits of that tree, breaking the peace. So we are to keep the peace. We are here in the name of one creator, whose proper name is Allah. We all of the blessing that he has bestowed on us and mentioned in the book from Abraham to Muhammad. All these things are mentioned to us on how we are supposed to keep the peace. So we are here because Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah is the seal of the prophet. But all of the prophets was mentioned, the Prophet Muhammad coming, one will come and lead us in all truth. And so we have that truth today, and we're taking this truth to every corner of the earth that we can, talking to the people, writing the people, showing the people how to live and how to even die. We die in a state of El Islam, submission. We die as people using our common sense, being wrapped and being prayed over, the body being washed. All is no flowers in our funeral, because if anybody needs a flower, it's the living. The dead cannot smell the flower. But Satan has flipped the script, got the dead receiving flowers that they will never smell. So we have the best of religion. We have the best understanding on what to eat and what not to eat. And all praise are due to Allah for that. And we thank all the prophets. We thank them for praying. We thank Allah for this beautiful time that we live in today, in the time of the Imam Washidin Muhammad, one who had to be blessed to lead us back to common sense. There's more common sense today since Imam Washidin Muhammad came into this cult, came in and started teaching and picking up, teaching what Prophet Muhammad taught. And he taught it better than any. He brought the clear understanding on how the prophet prayed and how we supposed to live our life as Muslims. So we thank Allah for that. And we will never thank him enough. We thank him for this Bob Talk radio session. We're here tonight to kill the very thing that caused us all the problems. That's racism. That's that forbidden tree of racism, holding God up as a man. This has messed our Caucasian brothers and others up, even some of our light-skinned brothers. They messed up thinking they're better than the dark-skinned one. Satan is an evil sorcerer. So we're here to expose that so we can all get back and start being good human beings here on this earth. And this is what the Blog Talk Radio Station represents. A message of concern to the human family, the American family, all the families of the world, that we are one, and we will always be one with Allah, with the Creator. All the prophets were Muslim. All the prophets submitted their will to do the will of God. There's no other will to have or to submit, no better will than to submit your will to the will of God. I had one brother say he didn't submit his will to, he wasn't no Muslim, and I asked him what he's saying, that he never going to submit his will to do the will of God. And he said, well, y'all won't always submit. Well, you still a Muslim if you're doing that. That's what the word spell out. Muslim is one who submits his will to do the will of the one who created it. And once you do that, you're a Muslim. That's the definition of a Muslim. So we thank Allah for blessing us to understand that in this day and time. There's no big eyes and big ears. There's no one better than the other. But we have people have been given identity that works against us coming from the plantation. We don't trust and love one another. And the proof of that, we barely want to stick together. Who brought that about? We had Willie Lynch and others master in bringing that into our lifestyle, that we never would trust and help each other. And we have came together. We have built big cities and nice neighborhood in America long time ago and years ago, and then we turn around and let them destroy. They drop bombs on our neighborhood, destroy. Why? Well, when you evil do whatever evil does, and it is a evil of jealousy and envy of your brother and sister. And this is what happened when Arizona and all these other places, and Florida, and there was the people had their own towns and managing, running their own life, living free from the fear of the evil that the Caucasians bought into, that they God came in their image, that Jesus is God. We have opportunity to get rid of that. We have opportunity to make that go away with the help of Allah. And we are going to be successful. Allah has already said it. The true believer will soon, and we'll always win through. the disbeliever will never have advantage over the believer. So we here today and night. Today, we thank Allah for Moskeas, and we pray that we support our Moskeas. Help Moskeas continue to grow. Wazdeen Muhammad II is working hard in Chicago, and we need to continue to bless Allah, ask Allah to continue to bless that young man to bring this community back together where we can become one in the human family, where we can have a competition in the human family that we have stuck together. Then, you know, that's what this talk about. They talk about no individual or what they believe. The belief is that we know that the image has been raised. The belief is we know that evil exists in America in the so-called Caucasian image, and the inferiority exists in the African American and the other people image because of that false image of God has been traded in America. We have opportunity to get rid of that. We have opportunity to make people who call themselves Buddhists to get themselves together. If the African American was ever changed, was ever put themselves back together and started living the life that we know we can live, should be living, don't you know the whole world gonna change? Because the whole world will say that God helped those people to put themselves back together because they did a good, thorough job in bringing us up, making us ineffective and all the great things that we became under that oppression, all the great things we provided and helped make Miss America, the America that it is. America will never be great being a racist country, being a country of unjust laws. It will never be great. Allah will not allow it great. But let everybody come together and start being one, start living right together. Stop killing and stealing from each other. Start have schools that represent human beings and not represent all kind of phony and false people, all kind of lies, the Christian lovers. Get rid of them lies. Ain't Allah the one who made this girl. And that people been coming here and nobody can really know because nobody really wrote it out who discovered America. We know Allah created and we created it for the human being and we all supposed to be human beings. We know that. So all praise are due to Allah, Lord, cherished and sustainer of all the world. God, Allah is one who lives and never die, and Prophet Muhammad. Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, he is the seal of the prophet. There's no more prophet to come. And Prophet Imam Wazi Muhammad revived the religion. And now we can take and help bring that on and make it grow and show the world that we have been blessed by Allah to have such a great leader. They themselves say he was a great leader. People all over the world respect Imam Washington Muhammad and what he did. Now this community needs to come back together, come together, and pick up the good, pick some honest people among us and move on, because that's the problem. We got to pick someone honest and trustworthy among us and get and help them and let them do what they need to do to carve out a world that we all can live in peace. We have to come back to trust good people and not some of these people that we have trusted in, all of them, and so many of them have come and steal our phonies and faith. They're never going to be sincere. So we had to realize we had to go on without them. We had to pieces with the best of the people. That's what Allah said, the best of the best. And Allah knew who that is. So we thank Allah for this precious moment here on this lifeline. This, here on this, not lifeline, but here on this Block Talk radio station coming out of California under the guidance of Amin Muhammad, who's sponsoring the Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School, will be school come throughout America and throughout the world that will help Sister Claire Muhammad, W.D. Muhammad High, and all the other good people that we can put their name on the building to help grow the minds and the hearts of the young people that will go to that school. But we got to have something. The public school has failed to keep the human family together and continue to produce him and producing every foul bird, homosexuality, and all the other fields that God has warned us to stay away from, showed us what how he feel, what he do with the ungodly people who call themselves homosexual. There's no, when people become homosexual, their family tree have just been destroyed, male and female. Whenever there's no more growth coming from those people who call themselves homosexual. So we can warn them, and that'll be it. They got a right to be whatever they want to. And we can respect them as long as they stay in their place. Knowing that if they don't try to influence us, the true believer, then they can do whatever they want to. They allow them for nobody to do anything. You give everybody a limited free will. So they have a free will to do what they want to. But they've been tricked, or they've been tampered with because of family members or friends, or got raped in jail or something like that. They didn't need some help. They didn't need some encouragement to get back on the course that God had put them, started them out on. But because we know, we said in the world, you put somebody in jail, a young man, he can get raped by an old man, some young boy, and that you go to jail should be protected, but you get raped in jail and nothing happened to the people. They used to do this all the time, let us rape each other in jail. This is a fact. This is the history of America. So, and not the good history, the ugly history of America, and we want to change all the ugly history of America. So may Allah bless us all. So let me bring another one of our members up, another one of our cohort workers, Brother Abdullah Pop, coming out of Decatur, Georgia. I'm one of the cohort workers here, and Brother Sujah Muhammad is a cohort worker, and Brother Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia. May Allah bless us all. So I'm going to bring Brother Sujah up, and may Allah continue to bless up and bring him up and see him share what he has to share with us tonight. If anybody else wants to share anything, all you got to do is match one and come into the queue, and we will cut your mic on. So I'm going to bring Brother Sujah. Brother Sujah Muhammad, assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Brother Sujah Muhammad. Your mic is on.
Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikumsalam.
Alhamdulillah. I couldn't find the mute on the phone. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, I also testify and bear witness that there's only one creator. There's only one God. And I also bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessings be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet, messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. I give all the believers, the greeting of peace of Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters, we are striving hard to put this message out, the message of concern out. And a whole lot of things is changing, brothers and sisters. I see it with my own eyes. A whole lot of things is changing. people ain't believing the way they used to believe. They not going for that lie they've been told. They are not accepting it. People are standing up and bearing witness to the truth now. I see it with my own eyes. It's a happy and a beautiful thing to see the people stand up against Satan, turn their back on Satan. That's a wonderful thing, brothers and sisters, because Satan have deceived us so long, and he promised a lot. That he going to show Allah that we are not worthy of that high position that God blessed us with. He going to show Allah that we are not worthy of that. So when I listen to the TV, listen to the radio or the blog talk, any other program, and they were talking about removing all racial images out of worship, and that there's only one God, then I look back and I know the work that we're doing. It's the Muslim. The Christian never. Even when I was a baby, I'm going all the way back. They have never stood up against images in religion of false worship. I have never heard them stand up against that. I have never heard them come to the peoples and tell the peoples that Jesus is not the Son of God, that Jesus did not die for our sin, that Jesus is not God. You got some of them now is telling us that Jesus is not God, but when they talk, they slip it in. Every time they talk, they slip in the idea and they insinuate that Jesus is God. They got to do it. They can't help themselves. Or that they pray to Jesus. They always put it where God's supposed to be. They put Jesus there. But I'm so happy. I'm so happy that we got strong people that standing up and letting the Caucasian know that a big lie have been told, that we gonna expose them. We gonna let our children know the truth. See, we call ourselves letting our children know the truth, but we were just getting deeper into the lie. It wasn't the truth. You see? They brought us, brothers and sisters, a false Jesus. So anything that we said about Jesus benefited them, because that Jesus that they brought us was a false Jesus. And that false Jesus, nothing that they said or nothing they brought had truth in it. All of it was a lie. All of it was designed to show up the human being as false worshipers, as disbelievers. You know? And right today, the Caucasian play that role where we have to always be in the background, the African American. We had to always be one that is subservient. We had to always be one that they are taking care of, and that we are not taking care of ourselves. You see? But God punished them all kinds of ways. God punished them and showed them that they wasn't God. They wasn't superior. God showed them that we was the best in sports. We was the best in boxing. You see? We was the best. God that showed us beating the Caucasian and all of his game. And that is to show the Caucasian that you're not superior. You know, if you're superior, why is it that you don't have no leading figures, you know, in basketball and football? Why you don't have no leading figures in boxing? Why you don't have a Caucasian up there as the best boxer? Praise be to Allah. Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest. And if you do get one, you don't stay up there no longer than a few minutes. You see. But it's a beautiful thing that African American peoples is slowly getting in the position of getting their due. And I like to read something from the Holy Quran, always. I like to start at Surah 5, Ayat 97. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. Allah made the Kaaba, the sacred house, and a silent security for men. As also the sacred months, the animals for offering, and the garland that marked them, that ye may know that Allah has knowledge of what is in the heaven and on earth, and that Allah is well acquainted with all things. Know ye that Allah is strict in punishment, and that Allah is often forgiven, most merciful. The messenger's duty is but to proclaim the message, for Allah knows all that ye reveal and ye conceal. Say, not equal are those things that are bad and things that are good. The abundance of the bad may dazzle thee. So fear Allah, O ye that understand, that so ye may prosper. O ye who believe, ask not questions about things which is made plain to you, may cause you trouble. But if you ask about things when the Quran is being revealed, they would be made plain to you. Allah will forgive those. For Allah is all forgiving, most forbearing. Some people before you did ask such questions, and on that account lost their faith. It was not Allah who instituted superstition, like those of a slit-eared she-camel, or a she-camel let loose for free pasture, or idol sacrifices for twin birth and animal, or stallion camel free from work. It is blasphemers who invent a lie against Allah but most of them lack wisdom. When it is said to them, come to what Allah has revealed, come to the messenger, they say, enough for us are the ways we found our father follow. What, even though their father was void of knowledge and guidance? O ye who believe, guard your own soul. If you follow right guidance, no hurt can come to you from those who stray. The goal of you all is to Allah. It is He that will show you the truth of all that ye do. O ye who believe, when death approaches any of you, take witnesses among yourselves. When making bequests to just men of your own brotherhood or other from outside, if you are joining to the earth, and the chance of death befall you, thus if you doubt their truth, detain them both after prayer, and let them both swear by Allah, we wish not in this for any worldly gain, even though the beneficiary be our near relation. We shall hide not the evidence before Allah. If we do, then behold, the sin be upon us. But if it get known that these two was guilty of the sins of perjury, let them swear by Allah. We affirm that our witness is true, is truer than that of those two, and that we have not trespasses beyond the truth. If we did, behold, the wrong be upon us. That is most suitable, that they may give the evidence in its true nature and shape, or else they would fear that other oath will be taken after their oath. But fear Allah and listen to His counsel, for Lord God is not a rebellious people. One day will Allah gather the messengers together and ask, what was the response ye received from men to your teaching? They will say, we have no knowledge. It is thou who knows in full all that is hid. Then will Allah say, O Jesus, the Son of Mary, recount my favor to thee and to thy mother. Behold, I strengthen thee with the Holy Spirit, so that thou didst speak to the people in infancy and in maturity. Behold, I taught thee the book and wisdom, the law and the gospel. And behold, thou didst make out of clay the figure of a bird by my leave. And thou didst breathe into it, and it become a bird by my leave. And thou didst heal those born blind and the lepers by my leave. And behold, thou didst bring forth the dead by my leave. And behold, I did restrain the children of Israel from violence to thee, when thou didst show them the clear sign. And the unbelievers among them said, this is nothing but evident magic. And behold, I inspired the disciples to have faith in me and my messenger. They said, we have faith, and do thou bear witness that we bow to Allah as Muslims. Behold, the disciples say, O Jesus, the Son of Mary, can thy Lord send down to us a table set with vine from heaven? Said Jesus, fear Allah, if ye have faith. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, surely Allah speaks the mighty truth. Allahu Akbar. Brothers and sisters, when we when we read the Holy Quran and seek Allah's protection in reading it, while reading it, Allah makes a whole lot of things clear to us. Allah let us know that He has messengers. He had messengers working in our behalf. He had messengers that was right among us, making things clear to us, and bearing witness to His truth. You know. And He showed us the power. He showed us the power that He had through Christ Jesus. He performed miracles right among us. With Christ Jesus, He performed miracles. He healed those who was born blind. By His leave. And He did bring forth the dead. By His leave. They said that Jesus did this. By Allah's leave. So I can see why. I can see why they try to mislead you with Jesus. Because during the time that Jesus was here on earth, Jesus was a great prophet. Jesus was a sincere prophet. You know, all Jesus had to ask was do was ask Allah, and Allah would bless him. He was just that sincere. He gave himself to Allah. But all those things that Jesus did was by Allah's lead. By Allah's lead. And we got to know that when we go before Allah, when we pass, and go before Allah, Allah gonna ask us and gonna look at our record and see what we done. And we gonna see that all the responsibilities of everything fall on us as individuals. Not on no leader, not on no imam. We're not going to be able to blame no one. Being a Muslim is striving hard to make ourselves right. Striving hard to be righteous. You know, striving hard to be sincere and practice fairness. I mean, just the idea of a person saying that they are Muslim and they truly are Muslim. You know, you can feel a person like that present among you. You can feel that sincerity that's coming out of them when you talk to them or when you get together and you do something. You can feel that sincerity. And it is these type of human beings that God is raising up in this time. You know, He's raising up human beings that know how to do things. Raising up a human being that's respectful. That love the truth. Raising up a human being that will stand steadfast against Satan. Human beings that will fight, that don't have no fear in them. And that's the type of person that I know I want for my friend. One that fear Allah. Only. That fear Allah only. One that has confidence in what they're doing. Because what they're doing is being truthful. And believe in justice. Not just justice for themselves, but justice for all. One that read and study the Quran, strive to keep up the prayer, you know. If we do that, we gonna be blessed, brothers. All of us is striving real hard to move in that direction. The community of Imam Wahid Muhammad. You know, we pray that Allah forgive him for his sin, that he's in paradise right now. That Allah took him, Brother Imam Wahid Muhammad. Praises be to Allah. We thank you, brothers and sisters. We pray that we said something that got your attention. And anything that we say, we want you to, anytime, feel free to question us on it. Anything that we say, feel free to question us on it. And we have the right to question you. We have a right to stand up for the truth. And we have a right if we see a lie. Or any type of wrong, Allah tell us that if you can, change it with your hand. And if you can't change it with your hand, speak out against it. And if you're not strong enough to speak out against it, detest it in your heart. And that's the weakest of faith. We came to you in peace. We're going to leave you in peace. Of As-salamu alaykum.
We got the lamb. Does anybody else would like to comment or make a statement or ask a question? Matthew Onion, come to the queue. We realize that other people are listening. But they're not saying that. And that's okay. We're here to make the truth clear, and that's it. As possible. So if anybody got anything like this, any question they'd like to ask, any comment they'd like to make, feel free to do so by messing one on your phone, and you'll be brought into the queue, and your mic will be turned on. And you can begin to ask questions or make comments or share what you like to share with us in your own understanding. So all praise are due to Allah. The Lord cares and stain of all the worlds. Allah is most gracious and He is the most merciful. He is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. That is the Quran. That is the book. In it is truth without doubt. For those who believe in the final days and they believe in the revelation that set before it and set before their time. So all praise are due to Allah. If anyone got anything they would like to say, then you got to say it. We're here. What are you saying?
Quran.
Alhamdulillah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know, I heard someone say this and put a question mark in my mind. They say that Judaism was the first religion, that we was all Jews first.
Not true.
I like our ancestors. So, huh?
You're right. Isn't that true?
So, corrected.
People called Jew during the time of Abraham. Noah. No people called Jews.
Was there a religion during that time?
Yeah. Yeah, the mission of submitting your will, and that's what Abraham did, submit his will to do the will of God. He said it himself. He said, that's not my Lord. He pointed out all the things that wasn't his Lord. He said, my Lord is the one who created all these things. So he pointed that out.
And see, the reason why I asked that and I questioned that because I'm trying to seem like I heard that religion, there's a difference between religion and belief. It's like, it seemed like that was a difference, right? Religion was something that man started. Because that's why they have different religion. And I was trying to, that was my understanding, right? Ella, I was trying to get, you know, so they saying that, you know, like I said, during that time of, there was no religion. There was no, that they didn't have, that anyway, it was no name.
In Islam, it's called deen.
It's called deen, that's what it was?
Yeah, the way of life.
Oh, okay. Because I just know, because I know they didn't have no name for it. So that's why they were saying, like, Jewish was the, like everybody came from Judaism. That was the first religion that started. So I would just question it. Alhamdulillah. Here's your job.
Alhamdulillah. Okay. No, they got that.
It's not that. We are told. We are allowed to call this a religion. This is the best way of life. Submit your will to do the will of God. That is the best way of life. And this is, yes.
I saw a label.
What name is not? What name is not?
The law of name, worship, and the fact of worship, redeemer, bear with, there's no God but Allah, one creator, and Muhammad is the shield of prophets. It's stated that religions are merely an organized system of belief based upon traditions.
Yeah.
So that's one of the definitions for religion.
And
So if Judaism itself was the religion of the Jews, they say, then it's like a tradition. Because you remember when nobody could really get into, only Jews were considered worshippers of Hebrew or Judaism. And you had to be born into it. You couldn't join it until after a while. Then you, when they got the modern, what they say, Jews, when like Marvin Gaye, he converted to Judaism. He was considered a Jew and was buried in his Cadillac. And I think it was Sammy Davis Jr. They were considered as adopting the religion of Judaism. And they were not Hebrew or Jews. They studied, the Hebrew, but they were not Jews, you know. So it changed after a while. So it's just a thing, really, of traditions, religions are. Like religion, like El-Islam, we can say El-Islam itself. If we look into it deeper, we have feel and we're able to see that El-Islam, it's the religion that the Muslims believe in. And Muslims are one who gives, so who submit, who give their will to do the will of Allah. I mean, you know, who just submit themselves to Allah as being the one God, the Creator. And it's like a tradition thing for a lot of them. That's why they do, you know, at the time they used to do so many rituals, you know, and having statues as their religion to worship. So we can, it's another like an assignment, look into it and really be able to contribute to the knowledge of it. That's why they say Islam is a religion, even children and little beginners can understand it and it can be taught to them because it's like a tradition. Okay,
I just have one more question. When Judaism came to, you know, came into existence, or, you know, when it came into existence, what other religion was there besides Judaism?
At the particular time, I'm the Palestinians and things like that, there was, I don't remember being any other religion. Except for, like I said, ritual worshipers, you know, with statues. A lot of times they'll say that the Hinduism has been around a lot of time. It's nothing but a statue. That's like a tradition. I don't recall any other religion before that. Meaning that a lot of the people you're saying, I guess, were worshiping Judaism, you know, which was still ends up being a tradition because you don't know what are they worshiping, except for their ways and their traditions and the way they come up. What are they worshiping except for idols?
I don't know if the Jews was worshiping, were they worshiping? I don't know if they was worshiping idols, but I know that they believed in the Ten Commandments. They believed in the Ten Commandments, and the Ten Commandments, the Old Testament.
Well, you know, Moses said that it was Moses who went up into the mountains for a certain length of time and came back with the Ten Commandments, where it's written on stone, you know, for the people to believe, thou shalt not kill. And they said that Moses was a Jew.
Alhamdulillah. Allah said in the Quran, I will believe you, men of Shaitan Rajim. And this is Surah 2, started Ayat 130. I will believe you, men of Shaitan Rajim. And who turns away from the religion of Abraham? But such as debase their soul with folly. Him we chose and rendered pure in this world, and he would be in the he after in the ranks of the righteous. They had Jews and Christian and Jews call themselves the Son of God. And they say become Jews or Christian if you be guided to salvation. Say thou, nay, I would rather the religion of Abraham, the truth, and he joined not God with Allah. And say ye, we believe in Allah and the revelation given to us and to Abraham, Ishmael, Isaac, Jacob, and descendant children of Jacob, and that given to Moses and Jesus, and that given to all prophets from their Lord. We make no difference between one and another of them, and we bow to Allah in Islam. And remember, anytime they say Islam, we can't look at it as, we can't look at just the language. We got to look at its meaning and its application. Islam means peace. Islam means submission. So, you know, when we say that, you know, many people are just looking at the word. But they're not looking at the action. The application of the religion of Abraham have to be applied. It's something that you apply. You know, I mean, if you say that you are Muslim, then it's got to be something that you are doing in order to make you a Muslim. It's something that you're doing, and I know that it's talking about righteousness. It's talking about submitting your will. It's talking about prayer. It's talking about giving yourself to God. You know, so it's more than just the word itself. And the reason it's so important for us to make that clear is because our Middle Eastern brothers have sold us their culture. And we have bought it. Many of us have bought it. And many of us go out there and dress the way our brothers dress and think that this is the religion. That's not the religion. The religion, how we can conduct ourselves. So alhamdulillah. It's saying right here that it's talking about the religion of Abraham, and that was before the Jews and the Christians. Because Allah said Abraham is neither a Muslim nor a Jew.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so boom, that's it. Allah Akbar.
Allah Akbar. Okay, alhamdulillah. Well, we have Brother Amin Muhammad on. Assalamu alaikum, my brother Amin. Assalamu alaikum,
assalam, alhamdulillah. Yes, praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. May Allah bless us and keep us. We remain faithful to Allah. Alhamdulillah. You know, this reparation thing. Can you hear me,
bro?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Shuja. This reparation thing is interesting. It is interesting. I was looking at, I typed in, I know y'all are listening to Darity, right? Darity, like I said, D-A-R-I-T-Y, like a TED Talk, but
yes.
I typed in Darity 2023, and
mm-hmm.
2 months ago, he was on a UCLA show. It's called Reparations and Health.
Mm.
And it's called Reparations and Health. And he was on there with a sister named, her last name is Fegan, Claudia Fegan. And this woman was the Cook County Medical Director, assistant.
Okay.
Cook County Medical Director. And she said that she oversees 1,000 doctors. 1,000 doctors. She's Cook County. You know, that's in Chicago, right?
Yeah,
Cook County.
Chicago.
Yeah.
Cook
County. And this woman, her and Professor Darity was talking that reparations, talking, just see big people.
Yes.
I mean, that woman's got 1,000 doctors under her authority. She's Cook, look it up. She's Cook County Medical Director, assistant. And she was talking that reparations talk, and this was over a UCLA, what they call David Geffen. David Geffen was a billionaire record producer. And what he goes around doing is starting, like, you know, medical schools and all, you know, he donates to universities like USC. If you go like the University of Southern California, is a, you know, David Geffen there, and in UCLA. And they had a Jewish girl who got a group called White Coats. In other words, if you're in medical school, they call you a white coat. See, if you're in medical school, if you're studying medicine, they call you a white coat.
Or, white coat, okay.
Yeah, white coat. See, look it up. And
yeah.
There's a Jewish woman named Michelstein. And they was talking that reparations talk from a medical point of view. From a medical point of view. I mean, this and UCLA Geffen School of Medicine, they was on the I guess a Zoom conference, and they had all thousands of people. Maybe I don't know about 1,000, but I know hundreds, maybe hundreds of people. Listening to them at this session, it was called Reparations and Health, because it was a health thing. How, you know what I mean, the lack of health, good health over African Americans has affected their longevity and things like that, you know. But the thing that got me was this sister named Gloria Fegan. See, F-E-G-A-N, F-E-G-A-N. Look it up. She's
a Cook County Medical
Director.
S-E what? Gloria?
Claudia Fegan, F-E-G-A-N. She's a Cook County Medical Director. Got 1,000 doctors got an answer to her. And she talking that reparations talk. I'm telling you.
She talking.
Big people. And it's you, girl. This Jew girl, White Coast for Black Lives or something like that. And she was giving all kind of statistics about how, she was from Harvard. I mean, she was from Harvard, though. She was from Harvard. A Jew girl, a Jewish woman. And she was testifying. A lot of African-American babies, three-fourths of African-American babies was not being born at the new hospital. They was being born at the old hospital. Oh, she just was going, you know, and how that's a part of the reparations thing. You know what I mean? The health of our people. And I'm looking at this, and it was only 2 months ago. You know, the David Geffen School of Medicine sponsored him. Look it up. And they was so this thing is big. It's, you know, I guess it grew. Dairy
it's blowing up.
In 2000, yeah. It's growing. And
yeah, it gets bigger and bigger.
In 2000, only 4%, but now 30% of Americans now agreed that some you know, money and stuff should be given to African Americans.
Yes, sir, brother.
You know?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
It's interesting. I mean, you know, I'm looking at these, and Darity, one of the things that he say that we got the objective, he say the objective of reparations is to eliminate the wealth gap between the typical African-American and the typical Caucasian family. That's the objective. He say because the wealth gap is a certain type of perfect type of index that gives you the total, you know, white, you know, they call it white supremacy. You know what I mean? In housing and education and you know what I mean, that the wealth gap is gives you a good snapshot of what's been happening in the country for the last 150 years, the wealth gap. Caucasians have almost 850, this is according in 2019, because they, you know, they tell you about it, 2019,
yes.
They have $850,000 more than our typical family. You know, our typical family. You know.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, brother.
Yeah.
That stuff is interesting to me. You know.
Yes. We can see that reality.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alhamdulillah.
Those people kind of.
All you had to do.
A hell of a jump, and you know, they went into, you know, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Because I got my air conditioner. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? It's too much racket.
Yeah, we hear you clear.
Oh, you hear me clear?
No.
Okay. Yeah. They say that when they didn't give us, it started then. When they didn't give us nothing at the close of the Civil War, when they didn't give us nothing, but at the same time, they gave 1.5 million whites, even immigrant whites from Europe, 160 acres of land grant. They gave 1.5 million under the Homestead Act, under the Homestead Act of 1862. Look that up. The Homestead Act. Homestead Act of 1862. They didn't give us nothing. No, they gave us something and took it back. And at the same time, in 1862, they gave these Caucasians 160 acres. And he says 1.5 million of them, 160 acres. They took our 40, but they gave these Caucasians 160 acres of land at the time. And they have did studies that this was 150 years ago, right at the end of the Civil War, right? At the end of the Civil War. And he says they have did studies where these families still got some of that money, after 150 years. They got scientific research proof that after 150 years, the Caucasians still got money from the Homestead Act of 1862. 160 acres of land in the West, California, Arizona, Colorado, all them, they gave them Caucasians all that land, to settle, and they say anywhere from 45 to 90% of the people still got that land. In other words, they was handed it down to their kids and their daughters, and handed it down to their sons and their granddaddy. You know what I mean? They kept that 160 acres in the family. You know what I mean? A lot of it. You know, here and there. I mean, somebody. You know. But on average, they still got that 160 acres. Now that stuff
wow.
is interesting to me. I mean, you know what I mean? You
yes,
know?
Indeed.
Now I know a lot of us.
And plus, they stole land from the people. So swelling
yeah.
the
right.
land.
Right. And dare he say, and 100 and since from dare he say from 1865 up until let's see, it was a certain day, he called it 100 massacres. He calls it 100 massacres. They terrorized our people with 100 massacres. He calls it. Look at that. Type in David Geffen School of Medicine. Write it down. Look at yourself. I mean, that stuff be interesting, man. And these folks, man, would be way up there in academia, man, talking that reparation
mm-hmm.
talk with proof. You know, you can't be getting up there and lying. You can't be getting up there and lying because, you know, this is, you know. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I say, man, this stuff interesting.
Hmm.
Yeah, yeah. 100, he calls it 100 massacres over from, I don't know if it was from end of Civil War up until about 1890. Some date, he said 100 massacres of our people.
My man.
And it burned us out, took our land. Lynch this.
Amen.
Hey, look here. Inshallah. Hey, look here. I'm doing something right now. I'll be back in 5 minutes.
All right.
Inshallah.
No, wait.
I brought you guys.
Yes, sir. I got, okay, alhamdulillah. We got brother from Columbia, Georgia. Brother Muhammad Assalamualaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
So you got it.
Huh? Yes, sir.
You got something? You got it.
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum. Udu billahi min shaitani rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ashadu la ilaha illallah. Ashadu anna Muhammad ar-Rasulah salallahu alaihi wasallam. We thank Allah as always for permitting all of us to be on this message of concern and share it and receive responses back being shared to us. Now, bringing it up to contemporary times, okay, we are almost caught up on the history, you know, of why we should receive this reparation, you know, et cetera. And we the last ones to know, it's like we were the last one to get free, you know. So now that we know this, the question is like everybody is doing, I guess, you know, regardless of what kind of slave it was back in those days who received this promise. We need to know how are we going to get it. You know, we know it's going to take money, as we said before. It's going to take lawyers. It's going to take certain paperwork and expenses in order to get this justice that is due to us. And then what are we planning, the different, like they like to use around the world nowadays, the like-minded people of African descent, you know, many of them are Christians, many of them are people who are, they have a religion and they don't live it, you know, and you have people who are in other different kind of situations. And what is the world going to do in the United States of America when this amount of money is poured into the economical system? What kind of chaos, niggardliness, murder, and all kind of other diseases that's going to come from this disease money? Because this is the disease money. This is money that was taken by brutalizing the people and their families and things just to make them work for their financial benefit. But Allah is God. There's a creator who has full control of this experience and has the reason why it happened. And the compensation. We know that in our understanding, nothing happens in creation that Allah doesn't compensate the creation for it. He gives, it might not be what they want, but he gives and promises us, he gives us something better if we want it. And if we don't be deceitful about why we want our justice. And we like right. Everybody, we give all kind of promises that what we would do if we receive our justice. And then we don't even know what we're going to do when we get the justice. Are we going to, in different religions, different ways of doing things, different circumstances, this money or whatever they give us that they owe us, how is it going to affect the African slave, ex-slave in America, when they receive this,
they're gonna affect them real good.
Go ahead. You can talk. Go ahead.
Yes, it's gonna affect them where the brother explained to us. He said it was gonna eliminate the wealth gap in America. We got a big wealth gap in America because the land that was stolen and ripped off by the peoples that's in authority right now, it's going to give us the chance to create a wide open field for our young peoples, our grandchildren and children, you know. So it's gonna be a blessing. And now remember, they just start giving the Ukrainian $55 billion for a wall, military, $55 billion. Go and check that out.
If I go check that out, then I'm being distracted from what we're talking about. See, I'm trying to focus upon what is this compensation to people of African descent who were enslaved over here.
Say something?
And what have we have a plan? Do we have a plan? Are we going to be able to come together, ensure in our language, and sit down with Christian, whatever we call ourselves or whatever category that we have let the society label, Christian blacks or African Americans, you know? Well, how are when this money is sent down the pipeline?
Could I say?
You know, what are the Muslims going to have a plan to utilize this income to benefit like everybody like to say, but they don't give those specifics. Our children, our grandchildren, etc. You know, are we already planning out to find land that might be available that we could buy? Do we have products, halal products that we could have someone in motion to where we could pour this windfall into a future?
Can I say something about that?
Go ahead.
I'm not going to go off the subject,
because I just pulled something up here on the phone, and it says, "What are examples of reparation?" Yeah, my dishes burning. What are examples of reparation? Reparations would involve a national apology, rights to the cannabis industry, financial payment, social service benefits, and land grant to every descendant of an enslaved African-American and black person, a descendant of those living in the United States, including during American slavery until the Jim Crow era. So those are the people who should be involved in this reparation. Okay, and it says examples. What are examples of reparation? Okay, now examples of reparation would involve a national. Okay, that was what I just answered. What is a reparation program? This is talking about where the money is going, brother Muhammad. You know, and what type of strategy is being used with the money.
I'm not asking the question. So please go that direct to answer me. I'm going to sit like everybody else. I'm learning with everybody, someone who's sitting over in the corner and is talking to you.
Okay.
The money is not just going to Muslims, and it's not just going to one religion. The money is going to people folk towns that was in slavery, and many of them were Muslim, Christian, you know, and they had different religions. So I talked to Tyreek. I talked to my son, and I was saying, is there any way we can sign up? He said, no, the only thing you got to do, each one of us had to do, is do research on our history.
There is a way you can sign up.
And get that together. Do the research on our history and get that together. And when it comes time, you know, where we're supposed to receive that, you get all your information together.
So everybody already knows that everybody's descendant is not going to get the money because they don't have the paperwork to show the connection that their ancestors were in slavery as part of the slave settlement.
That's what I just said. Get it together. What is
that, an airplane or somebody making noise?
Can I just read of that? It says, what is reparation proposal for African American Act? Okay. And it says, the commission to study and develop reparation proposals for African Americans. Okay, where did that go? I lost from the reading. Preparation would involve a network. This lost.
Now we do know that this is just going to money for the research, to pay people to do the research, the different organizations will be responsible for dispersing this money to the proper people after they give proper identification that they are the recipients of this place. So that would eliminate at least 50% of the people who might apply for this reparation, because they won't have any proof that they are the ancestors of the slaves who were given this property.
They got proof. They got proof.
Otherwise, like they always say, it takes money to receive money. It's like when you get off of your income tax refund, you have to come up with that to pay to get whatever is left over. So we have to understand and prepare ourselves. They make a settled amount that after all of the expenses, distribution of that income and everything, like, and who it belongs to, there's going to be a lot of upset people.
There's going to be a whole lot of happy people, too.
Is that all we're concerned about? That's good. So the unhappy people are most likely the people don't have no right to the income. So I can say, and the ones who do have the money know that they just couldn't find the paperwork to prove that their great great grandfathers were in that slave agreement. So what is the so-called black African American people of different religious backgrounds and understanding and hatred and dislike, etc., how are they going to come to common terms?
Well, we got intelligent people. We got intelligent brothers.
That's just talking.
It's a whole line of people that have been doing this research on what you're talking about right now. Got a complete understanding down to the letter. Down to the number. That's already been covered.
Anytime I make a proposal, the staff of the message of concern, since this is our responsibility to try to gather and disseminate any kind of information that we can get to show racial balance, racial compensation, and so that we can show how important it is not to have racism in any kind of life form in the United States of America. You know, if those people already had that paperwork on say, I think that we need to send the letter to the proper authorities to ask them to send us a copy of that letter, because we should have a copy of that. The message of concern now. I'm not talking about, but the people would do it, doing the job that we do it. We should have any pertinent paperwork dealing with what we're talking about so that we can deliver this message of concern with everything, all the T's and dots, and not just talk so vague about it, where people know what you're saying is right, but there's no proof. There's no justice in it because you cannot prove it and get it. But if somebody already got that, and you know this without authority, in the spirit of like Imam Muhammad talks about, Imam Muhammad would assign you to get that paperwork.
And that's right. Could I read this to you about the paperwork? Applicant requirements. Number one, sign up through the Reparation Generation Application Department.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And be able to trace your heritage to Black Americans descended from slavery in the 48th contiguous U.S. Provide a birth record. Okay. Provide a birth record that identifies you as Black American, African American, colored, or Negro as per U.S. Department of State and vital records language. Then have self-identified as Black American in the last U.S. census. Participate in a six-hour housing counseling agency home buying support program provided by the National Association of Real Estate Brokers, Greater Detroit Detroit, all that, and then the training information. And then sign up, link in. This is the application, what I'm reading from. Because it's got it. It's going to tell you to sign up here. Link here. The link is here. They give you the link. Purchase a home to be your primary resident in Metro Detroit, Wayne, Oakland, S. California, and all that. Agree to participate in Reparation Generation's ongoing evaluation process to help improve our project and its goals. Sign release of information/disclosure document for lender to share mortgage approval letter to third party. Third party is an accredited CPA from Detroit or wherever you're from with a strong track record of working with high-profile clients to create a systematic and disciplined approach to evaluating and improving the effectiveness of risk management, control, and governance processing. Then you got to go in, and it's a long list of things here.
Right.
And
already,
So, so they already
so,
got
so
it
already
set up.
Right.
Of what you have to do
so,
in
so
order
already
to.
Already we could kind of estimate that if Message of Concern staff members wanted to be on point, we know we need at least about $6,000 or $7,000. To support these programs, get the proper research paperwork done, et cetera, et cetera. You know, and then you still might not be qualified to be recipient.
But you can get to the programs that already exist. You can get to the programs that already exist. You can get to the programs that already exist. You can put the money up front. You can put the money. You can get to the programs that already exist.
In the background. It's a noise in the background.
Program. It sure is. I'm still looking for what I need.
I'll tell later.
Okay. Yep.
Well, what I want to say is, so that's why right now we have our youth. Our youth could do that. They see more than we do. They see further into the future than we do. They have the electronics. They have all this and all that. Believe me, they the one that started it up. They said, Mom and Dad, y'all supposed to get some money. So it's our youth. They got it. Because they know if we get paid, they're going to get paid too.
All hands on deck when it comes to this right here. All hands on deck. Yes, we know that you're going to do the technology part, putting looking up, you know, who family members you are that were in, you know, that were in slavery and stuff like that, you know. Yes, definitely the youth's going to play an important part. But this is a time where we consider all hands on deck. Time for everybody to play a part if they can.
No, don't speak for me. I speak for myself.
I'm just trying to clear this up.
We in the Message of Concern should have a hand on the information and everything that we are talking about right now. Inshallah, we got some brothers. We do have a brother that's moving on that and is dealing with that. And he come before us and tell us new stuff every day. You know, and that's brother I mean. You know, so I mean, so if we really truly want to know, then you have to tune in and hear what he's saying and write down what he's saying, because he asks you to write it down and do your research on it. Also, you got people that dealing with the reparation that written books on how they're going at it and how to go at it.
What would be nice if those of us on this track included, especially like you said before, since Amin has a responsibility here, at least get the application. Don't you know what would be nice if we got the application and spent maybe one or two times out of the week letting everybody know. And we're going to go step by step filling out the application for each and every one of us on this Message of Concern. Public and see who might be listening in, and that'd be a good dawah. That'd be a good thing to get a lot of people maybe involved. We're listening to the Message of Concern, because we're going to fill out the application that Sister Daiya just read, send our application to the proper departments, get the proper steps in order. The ancestry research, supporting the program of doing the work right now and who's been set up to do it. They're probably getting grant money for doing it or trying to get some grant money for doing it, because it's a public service for those people who deserve the thing. This is what if we're going to talk about anything, we need to have the proof. We need to put the deeds in action in the public arena of this Message of Concern, so everybody can follow right along with us and bear witness as we come to the results that Allah is God, because only Allah is inspiring us and permitting us to have this type of taqwa and this type of focus to go ahead on and not talk all the time and really go ahead and do the process, the step-by-step process. So I say, Brother, we need to ask Brother Amin to give us some kind of reasonable time and there's no burden on him so that he can come up with maybe about 15, 20 applications. So all of us together, on like that once or twice a week or something, let everybody know the first hour, like we did the business art, do the first hour, we will do the application together. You know, and make sure we follow and answer the questions together, discuss what some of the questions on the application might mean. So we can have something to show people that we're just not talking. You know, we need to go ahead on and do. Yes, sir.
For that means,
yes, sir.
What do you guys
think? I mean, you know what I mean? I'm just as new. I was reading with the Honorable Elijah a couple of weeks ago, last month, I was reading what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was saying, because it is kind of like a little controversial in our community. But I've heard Imam Muhammad talk about we didn't get anything. They didn't give us anything. And Imam Muhammad I ain't never heard him say, you know, we don't want nothing from them.
ain't nobody said that yet either. We're trying to figure out how to go about applying and do the paperwork so everybody who might be listening on the program.
I'll
give you an example.
Wait a minute, Muhammad. Hold up, Muhammad. First of all, go and Google Dr. Darity. Dr. Darity, to me, he wrote a book on it. His book has only been out just a little bit. Go to Darity and look at his videos, order his book, and read it. Like, I have his book, and I'm plowing through it, you know, but I like his videos. Because the man is very articulate, him and his wife, very articulate, and they lay it out. And they have some great big old people, man. Claudia Fegan is the director of medicine at the Cook County. She got 1,000 doctors. Do you hear me? She got 1,000 doctors answer to her, assistant. And she was talking at reparation side. I said, look at there. And these folks ain't playing. You know what I mean? They ain't playing. So I just say, go to Darity yourself so you can see. And then you can tell other people, go to Dr. Darity and look at his, you know, all you got to do is Darity reparations. That's all you need to do. Darity reparations. And look what that man got to say. Him and his
and
wife.
His book.
But just start and just listen to him first. And then that way you'll be able to tell your grandkids and your nieces and your nephews and all that. Just go to Darity Reparations and look. You know, because, alhamdulillah. But anyway.
Is it Darity?
Oh, come on now. Alhamdulillah. I've said it a million times. Darity. D-A-R-I-T-Y. D-A-R-I-T-Y. Okay.
All right, now how many of us going to commit to get the book? How many of us going to commit to go get the book? And then whatever expense and get the book, and then whatever the video, you know, something, so that we can get an idea of the invested sacrifice you have to make to go ahead and start getting things rolling.
I'm going to try to get help with my daughter.
No.
I'm trying to get one for my son. I'm trying to get two of them.
All you need to do is just type Darity. In Darity,
D-E-R-I-T-Y.
And a YouTube will pop up and you can see it for yourself. I mean, he's all over the internet.
On reparation.
He's all over the internet. He's the one. Dr. Darity. His name is William Sandy Darity. William said of Duke University.
And the name of the book is From Here to Equality.
That's right. From Here to Equality. That's right. That's right. We're here to equality. That's right.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, so I mean, this stuff is really getting interesting now, man. I this is only last couple of months. Last couple of months, they was on this big old seminar, man.
Yeah.
You know, I'm so impressed. This woman got 1,000 doctors answering her. She talking reparations. 1,000 doctors.
That's serious.
Okay, now
look,
for the
she's the Cook County medical director. Cook County. Her name is Claudia Fegan. Fegan.
Yes. Is she just trying to get this for herself or for us? For the peoples that were enslaved.
No. This sister here, this sister's Maria.
Oh, word.
She ain't no fake. She ain't no fake. You know, I mean, you know, she is talking about her and Dr. Derricky and another woman was talking about the reparations and health. They was all talking reparations and health. Just look that up. Reparations and health.
Right.
And then I was telling him about Gloria Steagall, and then I was telling him about the wealth gap. How they were trying to eliminate the wealth gap that you were telling us about.
Right.
Also about the Cook County Medical Director. I was telling about that. And also the Homestead Act in 1862. You know.
That's right.
Yeah, okay, how is that going to help benefit the mission of the Message of Concern for those who are not privy to have what we're doing now, working on it together? How are we to share it to those who, once the word get out, that they might be able to give some guidance or direction from the program of Message of Concern? You know,
but you know,
and then how are we going to handle? Do we make sure? That's fine. But remember now, then we have to, like what you just did. You just referred anyone who wants to get some improvements. They have to buy a book. They should buy a book. Not have to. They should buy a book. They should make contact with this other lady here, who has 1,000 people indirectly is supporting her efforts to
I'm not saying contact. I was just saying how interesting it was that these big people, I mean, some of these people, big authority, they got big responsibility, huge responsibility, talking reparations. That's my point about Gloria Fegan, you know.
Okay,
and she's an activist.
So we got
she's
that.
Activist. Go ahead.
Yeah, so far. See, what I'm trying to say, we do two things. We don't forget about what the law, and we don't forget what the law has told us about the shaitan. So they're going to capitalize. This is a capitalistic society, even though they wind up giving people this reparation. Believe me, you already have people who are planning to scam, to feed, and any other kind of way they can capitalize off of telling us how to get this money. You know, and so that they can get and make millions of dollars off of our suffering. You know, if we try to go get it. You know, I do know that you are that much of a businessman, that we are that much of a businessman. But no, already somebody wants us to buy a book from them. Already somebody wants us to make donations toward the program they already have. Why don't the Message of Concern do it? Don't you know the Message of Concern can put together a non-profit, and but the federal government, not just somebody, the United States government, if they know we turned in paperwork to say that we want to assist
in putting together the proper information and program to bring about the reparations to the ex-slaves of America, that they would give you that money for. But that's what they're telling you. If you listen to the business part of it, most everybody who's involved is getting some kind of already financial benefit about something that we might not get. And they might just get it for a certain few who can afford it. Them thousand doctors are trying to help themselves first, which is what the law asks that we do, to save your own soul first, and share it with their loved ones. You know, because they have a use for that money because they already doctors. They probably see themselves opening up a clinic, a pharmacy, etc. But what about the poor person who's still a slave? Still getting slave wages in the United States of America. Ain't got no money. You know, but we are get our share of this reparation. We don't have nothing to do with it except try to keep people from trying to scam us out of it. There's going to be some people trying to sell us all kind of insurance, sell us all kind of investment ideas, etc. So it seems like if we, the message of concern, understand this, we should also make that part of the message of concern. How to get this money and make sure that the worst people who are suffering from it, that people who are still in poverty now because they never did get a chance to get equal opportunity, to get a job, even since their great-great-grandparents have been free because of racism, because of this idea that God had a son and he was white. You know, he just what they said about when you open up a can of worms, you better be ready to eat them.
Fight against each other.
Because everybody's going to come and take those worms and go fish with them and make money off of them, and you'll be sitting there with an empty can and steal
them. Yeah, but we don't want to cause no situation where the Christians are fighting against the Muslims and the Muslims are fighting against the Jews.
We're not talking about this. We're not talking about anybody. Because what they believe in the street.
Not.
If their grandparents have that money coming, Their belief ain't got nothing to do with it. They're looking for the relief and the justice that we have to remember. There's a lot of sin in them. If they are willing to be change their life and change their approach about things and quit talking and start walking down this paperwork, down this what you got to do, what this problem. Talk to their senators. Talk to their congressmen. Because they have a right. Those are the people who are supposed to be helping the people who don't have no money. You got to start calling your congressman. You got to call your senator to find out what program is eligible in your district for the person who wants to file for reparation. You know what kind of paperwork you got to have to give the congressional, and that's their job. They have what they call a 212 congressional investigation.
Allow me to get your share. And we're going to try to get our share. Those right minded are going to get a share. Whether it be Muslim, Jew, or Christian, we're going to get our
share. I mean,
we're rewarded with Allah. He loves those. So we're trying to do what's right, give what belongs to us, what's due to us. That's what we're trying to do. That is the message of concern.
So we agree to fill out the application.
Yeah, right. Who want it? Some people don't want it. Some people think they're going to get it and they're scared of themselves. So they don't gain on part about getting those. We're talking about the people who get it. I'm not worrying about what the other man going to do with him. If a man take the money and burn it up, that's on him. If he take the money and build better work, that's on him, too. So all praise is due to Allah. Brother Muhammad Sharif, you got something to say? You want to say it? As-salamu alaykum. Yeah, he got it. Brother Sharif, as-salamu alaykum. Well, you got it, brother Sharif. I can't hear you.
That's
Not much.
Can you open
Brother Muhammad, can you read?
With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, master of this day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy mercy and grace. Not of those whom thy wrath has brought down, nor those who go astray. I mean.
No, but we don't.
I still am a lanky.
Well,